Thank you. Dear friends, first of all, African friends, Russian friends, today we are going to discuss some issues about Africa, its future, its mission, its position in the multipolar world. So I am really happy that my book that is called Fourth Political Theory is translated into Somali language. So with that, our Russian political philosophy, our geopolitics, our philosophical thought reaches African core, and that is very important because with this language, it is not only Somalian, but as well Kenyan, Uganda people, Ethiopian people can read this book already translated almost in all European languages, in Turkish, in Arab, in Farsi, in Iranian, in very, very known, this book is in Latin America, and now this book is coming to Africa. For me, that is very important, this translation into African language. It's very important, native African language. And I hope and I wish this kind of translation in other African languages will continue. That is, in my opinion, it is a very important step to bring our thinkers, our cultures, our civilization closer to each other. So now I'm coming to main issue. First of all, Africa, African continent, African peoples are in search of its own future. For many centuries, this future, except of Ethiopia and Arab zones of African North, were more or less defined by colonizers, by European colonial powers. So there was no thought about African future, no free thought. Everything was dictated by the colonizers. And in the process of decolonization and freedom of Africa, the problem of how to consider, to imagine African future for African peoples became more and more important, more and more challenging. And is clear process of decolonization. And now we are coming to a very important turn, crucial point in this process, the colonization of the mentality, the colonization of thought, the colonization of soul, the colonization of logos, of intellect. And that is crucial point, I think. And in that sense, I would like to attract your attention that in some points, Russia is in very similar situation, because we as well, are undergoing the process of spiritual decolonization, de-Westernization of our culture, of our political thought. And in order to give some perspective on the process of decolonization of political Russian thought, I have written and elaborated concept of fourth political theory. But that was very interesting that many other peoples feel them in other countries, other states, other nations feel themselves in a very similar position. So not only Russia or Africa or Islamic world or India or China need to be decolonized mentally, but as well, European people and Western people don't feel themselves in tune with the political modern political philosophy. And the problem of decolonization in our geographic regions out of the West coincides with the will to decolonize of European Western people from the political modernity. So that is very interesting, and that adds the importance to this work. And I was supported fully in elaborating the concept of forced political theory by French political philosopher Alain de Benoist, who has written once very important book, L'Europe, Tiers Monde, Même Combat. That means Europe and the Third World, one and the same struggle. So, but if the people of Europe, traditionalists of Europe, want to decolonize themselves from the dogmas and dictatorship, intellectual dictatorship of Western modernity, Third World, Africa, Asia, Russia as well, we are fighting against this colonization of the imposed Western way of thinking. But in that sense, if the traditional European culture wants to decolonize from time, we want to be decolonized from geographical and geographical dictatorship of the West. But that is the same line. So what is forced political theory? And how it could help to Africa to define its own way into the future? First of all, we need to take in consideration the colonizational aspect of all political type of thought and ideology that we are dealing with. So when we consider the process of political decolonization of African countries, we see that after becoming their independence, African political system, they just imitated Western patterns. So everything that experienced African peoples after the decolonization, formal decolonization, superficial decolonization, all they experienced, we could reduce to three political theories. Only three political theories. Either there was liberalism that has suggested liberal democracy as the political and ideological model, and that was tested by some countries, or there was political communism or socialism, the other version of Western political ideology, or it was nationalism. So all type of political post-colonial systems in African countries were, we could clearly and easily reduce to these three political theories. Either liberalism or communism or nationalism. And in generally speaking, all three of them failed. So in some time, there was a kind of a consequence on succession. You tried one political system, after that you changed it for other, to the third, to maybe to the first, and so on. But that is a kind of a vicious circle. So that, and that is the trap, the main political trap in African post-colonial regimes is precisely these mapping of political ideological space by this Western modern political type of ideology. So nobody could dare to propose something outside of it, except maybe Ethiopia with monarchism and the Negus system, and it's neither modern nor European form of self-identity. And that coincides with very interesting thing that Ethiopia is the unique country in the Africa that never was totally colonized by the West. So the only example of not Western political thought that we could find in modern Africa is if Ethiopian model that could not be reduced to one of these political ideology of the West. And that was the only country that conserved its own independence during all the history of African colonization. So what means in that sense fourth political theory for Africa? So it is invitation to elaborate, to imagine, to create, to try, to test political ideology outside of the main political philosophies of European modernity. So the system of monarchy or system of spiritual organization of the society on the base on the native regional cults and values, traditional values of different African people outside of the boundaries imposed by colonizer, it is the challenge of fourth political theory of Africa. Interesting that already before translation of my book, Fourth Political Theory in Somali, some African thinkers, most of them from Western Africa, as for example Kemi Siba, but as well Mbok Bassong, and other political Ronoko Rashidi as well, they the disciples of Sheikh Anta Diop concept of the original African roots of Egyptian civilization and importance of the tradition of Egypt for all African cultures, they belong more or less to this line of the process of the tendency current to revival authentic original primordial African identity. So they have discovered fourth political theory before, and they have found in this fourth political theory a great motivation, the driver for their spiritual battle for affirming and developing the alternative political philosophy for Africa. And a recent book of Kemi Siba that is called Pan-Africanism, he suggested to organize African society on the base on community, traditional agrarian community, example of which we could see in Brazilian Quilombo, and a special state of 16th century organized by African slaves, yeah, after becoming independent or getting out of their masters, they have created in Pernambuco, a state of Brasilia, African state called Palmeiras, based on this Quilombo principle. So that was the federation of the self-sufficient agrarian communities, totally consisted from the Africans. And that was very successful example of how African people could organize their social and political life basing on their own traditional principles. That lasted during almost one century until the end of that 16th century. This Palmeiras state, finally, that was destroyed by colonizers, by Brazilians. But the interesting, almost unknown example of how African people could organize their own state basing on their own traditional principles. So that is Quilombo concept of Kimisiba is very precious and very that fits very well in fourth political theory concept. The other concept of Kimisiba, I think, correspond precisely and could be example of how to adapt and adjust fourth political theory for Africa is the concept of metaphysical governments. So Kimisiba defends the concept that metaphysical government, it is a kind of traditional organization of African society where at the top of the society are sacred kings and priests of traditional religions, maybe monotheistic or polytheistic, that doesn't matter. The problem is purely African, according to Kimisiba, is organization of this metaphysical government based on the local traditions. For example, in the Christians, Christian countries, they could be a kind of Christian ministers, but spiritual government deciding what is good and what is bad for the country, for the people, basing on metaphysical principle of their religion and not on the rules imposed by colonizers, by the Westerners. So in Islamic regions, that could be Sufi government or something like that. So spiritual man involved in the metaphysical contemplation and basing on knowledge of traditional roots can propose and suggest organization of the purely authentic African society. African Christianity and African Islam, they are very particular. And this particularity and traditional ancient principles of culture should be embedded in this metaphysical government. The same for non-monotheist peoples, and all that type of organization could and should be regarded not in the national states that are artificial, purely colonial creation. They cut African peoples, African cultures by imposed boundaries that say more about how colonization was, how the fight between British and French colonization, Belgian and German and Spanish was in Africa. But that's these boundaries, these national states, they are totally, on almost totally, imposed by colonizers. They have no roots in African history. In African history, you had more than 100 kingdoms, some more than a dozen of empires, very developed, very great states with very particular identity with different logos, with different people living inside of totally independent, autonomous, sovereign system of political organization, where almost everywhere, precisely, we could identify this metaphysical government. So the idea, but when we are speaking about forced political theory, we don't suggest to replace Western political system by, for example, Russian political system. That's nothing of a sort. The idea is an invitation, forced political theory is the invitation for Africans themselves to create, imagine, develop, and defend your own political philosophies based on your culture, on your values, on your profound primordial principles, metaphysical principles of your ancient and very, very rich cultures, outside of any suggestions of the Western colonizers. So outside of liberalism, outside of communism, outside of nationalism. So you are free not to follow a narrow example of the modern West in order to define and to choose your own our destiny. And only under this condition, you could dream about realization of real liberty, real freedom, a real African future. That is very important thing, and each culture, each continent, each great space can, and in my opinion, should create their own fourth political theory. It is not one theory for all. That universal or common element, common denominator for all these cultures and societies is precisely rejection, refuse to follow narrow imposed rule of three political theories created in Western modernity. And today, when, for example, it is clear that only liberalism now is in dominating position between all these three political theories. But when liberalism wants to destroy, deconstruct their ideological enemies, liberalism reduces immediately its opponent to communism or to fascism or nationalism. So, and after that, liberals deal with the opponent, with the protesters, as if they were socialists or nationalists, and liberals know how to win their political opponents of the same Western political modernity. The real challenge for the liberal hegemony of the Western globalism is precisely opposed to them, not socialism and communism, because they are products of the same Western civilization, but opposed to them, the political systems totally independent from the Western political modernity. And that is common for us, for our version of forced political theory. It could mix postmodern and pre-modern elements. The main importance, the main thing is to reject Western political modernity. And outside of the West and outside of the modernity, to search the sources of inspiration and the basic models to reconstruct the society on the original original identity. That is the first part of my suggestion, is to explore the horizons of forced political theory for Africa, with the help of other society, other cultures, other continents, where the people are are starting to do the same for Latin America, for Islamic countries, for China, for Iran, for Turkey, for India, and so on. So it is invitation to all. It is not imposition of Russian example. It is invitation to decolonize our minds in political sphere from this fatal and reducing, reductive dictatorship and hegemony of Western modern political thought. The next aspect that coincides up to some point with the fourth political theory, it is the concept of multipolarity. Multipolarity is based on the premise that in order to create independent pole that could defend itself in the present situation and to be really sovereign, you could not deal with nation state. National state is not enough to oppose to the global hegemony of liberals, because national state is as well modern Western creation. Traditional state is totally different thing. So in order to stay against, to stand against global liberal hegemony and liberal dictatorship, we need to deal with civilizations politically and socially and economically, culturally united. So pool in multipolar world should be more than nation. So we need objectively, automatically to deal with much less number of pools than there are countries, because not any countries, and most of the countries, total majority of the existing national states could not afford to be pulled. United States with Europe, NATO states, they are full-scale pole. China is pole. Russia is pole, but they are big spaces. And in order to be complete pole for Russia, we need to reacquire some key territory of ex-Soviet Union, of Tsarist Empire, because without Ukraine, for example, and without some other parts, we could not pretend to be pole. That explains what is going on now in Ukraine. We are recreating Russian Eurasian pole in context of multipolarity. So Taiwan problem for China belongs to the same concept, that without this complexion of Chinese power, regional power, China could not consider itself to be a full-scale pole. India is becoming more and more a self-sufficient pole, and Islamic country think more and more about this necessity of kind of alliance of Islamic world in order to create a kind of the other pole in the multipolar system. And coming to Africa, I think that it is very important in that sense to support at any price and with all our powers, pan-Africanist movement. Because Africa could be self-sufficient, independent, a really sovereign pole in the context of multipolarity only under condition if the core African countries will create a new kind of federation. And that is why pan-Africanism, pan-African movement is so important. It is the only way to get real and full-scale independence of African continent from the other poles. So, and today we see that world is divided between those who still support unipolarity, with the West as universal example, who are under the globalist influence, and they follow this unipolar agenda, and more civilizations revolt against that, and they entering into the multipolar camp, the camp of countries and civilizations and cultures and peoples who choose multipolarity in such contexts as BRICS and Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or ASEAN Islamic Conference, and other concepts. So the multipolar world starts to organize itself, and that very important meeting of BRICS in August in South Africa, in an African continent, it is one of the symbolic steps toward this multipolarity. But how Africa can be regarded in this context of multipolarity? South Africa is just symbolic. It could not be the pole. Africa, in its integrality, can be the pole. So Pan-Africanism is the only logical pendant for this multipolar project. So creation of Pan-African federation or great space, unification of different African countries on the basis of the common African identities, with all the multiplicity and plurality of the cultural and ethnical groups, because it is very rich as a world. In my opinion, I have dedicated to Africa two books in my line of books called Naumachia, and I was absolutely fascinated by the differences of African peoples, cultures, history, spirituality, identity. So it is the immense, great, great richness that should be somehow harmoniously embedded in this Pan-African context. So Africa should reorganize its own territory, basing on this concept of the independent sovereign pole and a very important pillar of multipolarity. Here, multipolar theory and fourth political theory coincide precisely. So in Africa, that means two concrete issues that I suggest to develop today and to discuss today, to criticize maybe today, or defend, consider from different angles. So the main idea is, in order to reaffirm a real independence of African civilization, in political way, we need to overcome three political theories in which limits previously almost all African political history developed. Because if it is colonizational paradigm and pattern, it already could be always manipulated by colonizers. So in order to get rid of this consequences and traces of the colonization, you need to overcome three political theories and start to develop fourth political theory for Africa. What it will be, I could not imagine, but I have cited already some suggestions of Kemisi Ba, some people like Mbok Basong and other Ronoko Rashidi, other Pan-Africanists, basing on the Egyptian example, or some Rastafarianists who, on the contrary, are inspired by the Ethiopian example and by sacred and holy monarchy and spiritual importance of the Ethiopian church. So that could be united, or they could be the other examples, but fourth political theory for Africa should be Africa, should be something that you will promote, create, and defend RLS for yourselves. And in that sense, all the other poles and the pillars of multipolar world should be normally interested in that process. So we could help, we could suggest something, but we could not propose you already ready-made solution. It's up to you to discover that, and that is precisely what many of activists of Pan-African movement do now. And the other aspect of Pan-Africanism, in order to get real sovereignty and independence, you should start the process of integration of African country, a reorganization of the political space and landscape of modern days national countries in Africa. So I think that the national states in Africa, they belong to the colonial heritage, and they should be overcome by the real organic deep-rooted African purely African structures that should be united in a kind of great African empire in order to be on the same level as the other poles. So that are my main suggestions for Africa, and translation of my book Fourth Political Theory. Almost in all cases, is followed almost always by translation of theory of multipolar world, because they belong to the same way of thought. So fourth political theory as suggestion for political reorganization of society outside modern Western thought, and the theory of multipolar world as the tool or the way and the roadmap of creation of independent and self-sufficient autonomous pole in the multipolar world. They fit each other. Fourth political theory and theory of multipolar world, being different concepts, different theories, they belong to the same way of concern, the same logic of liberation of from unipolarity, from long century colonization and Western hegemony. We need to finish with it. And that is, I see in that a kind of challenge for 21st century, for the global revolution of 21st century. It is precisely idea to overcome finally unipolarity, Western hegemony, and create real and balanced and harmonious and peaceful multipolar world. In Africa, in this multipolar world, should be one of the of most important pillars. And I hope these things will be discussed soon in St. Petersburg, where we have some very important great assembly of Russian-African dialogue, and after that in Southern Africa in the context of the BRICS summit. So thank you very much for your attention, for your passion, and now I would like to hear opinion of the other participants. Thank you very much. And Africa will win, I am absolutely sure.